Welcome to I Showcase Music. I'm so happy that you've taken the time out of your busy schedule to hang with me today for a couple of moments to tell the world everything about you. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here with you.
We've been having some wonderful interviews this week, and I'm actually looking forward. I look forward to all of them, but yours is really interesting. So your publicist sent me, our friend Danny sent me your song that you're releasing, I think tomorrow. I don't want to date everything, but I know it's coming out really soon, and I know you have a record release, and I just saw this. And you got to tell me. I'm going to let you tell the viewers and the listeners about this, because I love the song. Like, I'm gonna give you my 2 cents on the vibe I get. You're about the vibe, and you're, you know, but I want you to talk. I want you to tell everybody about your new single.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So my song is called Cicada Song and comes out tomorrow. Well, depending on when this airs, you know, June 6th. And I wrote it last year because last year, as many people know, we had a double emergence of cicadas. So 15 year and a 13 year, I believe. And it was just insanely loud and they were everywhere and everyone was talking about them. And it's just hard to not think about it when you walk outside and they're just there like making noise. So it just made me really think about these cicadas that lived for so long underground and then they come up for a few weeks and then they just die. So you know, anytime I think too hard about something, I write a song about it. So I wrote this song from the perspective of cicadas.
You are artistic, to say the least. That's an either that or you got a serious strand of weed or something. I don't know if you smoke. I'm not insinuating. But to come up with that, I started cracking. Once I heard the song, I was like, you know, my sync licensing mind goes on and I'm like, man, I could hear this on True Blood. I could hear this on some type of, like, I don't want to use the word like voodoo or anything, but some type of Dracula. Like, I don't know. It's just like a bayou type vibe for me, like a bluesy vibe.
Yeah.
And I got to ask you, where do you live? Where are you that these cicadas came out?
I'm in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay. So I'm from Maryland originally, living in Florida now, but I remember that as a kid. I've lived there born and raised for 29 years. And I know exactly what you're talking about. They're so loud. Almost like Alfred Hitchcock loud.
Yeah.
And so I'm giving your song the utmost compliment in saying it could be placed on, you're going to get some sync licensing from this thing. It could be placed on a lot of different type of formats, if you will. And
awesome.
I'm happy for you. I can't
cool.
wait.
I'm
going to let everybody hear a little piece of it.
All your best, just get used to it, 'cause I'm settling in the trees among the leaves. Oh, you think you'll open up the door and enjoy a peaceful morn, but not anymore. Oh, I've been underground, counting the years down till I light of day. And now that I'm finally out, no one's gonna keep me down, and I've got so much to say.
And we're back. That was really good. Awesome. I did. I listened to the whole song, but I'm not going to play the whole song. They got to go buy it or stream it or get your royalties up, right? That's what we try to do is help artists.
Absolutely.
So
look,
I want to talk about also, I'm looking at my notes here. The Cicada song, you're having something at the Vinyl Lounge Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
tell us about that event. Just a record release party?
It's just a single release party, but I always try to make my shows special in some way, especially if they're a release. So this one in particular, you know, one of my hashtags is never stop dancing. I think dancing is so important.
Love
so
that.
So I've got a DJ at the end of the night. So for the dance party, For my show, I'm doing the cabaret string band, which I have two versions of my band. I have the honky tonk cabaret, which is like full drums, accordion, saxophone, electric guitar, piano, whatnot. And then the string band is more what the cicada song is. So it's a little more bluegrassy in format, but still delves into different sounds. But they're actually both making an appearance, which is kind of a secret. But so I'm going to do the big show. And opening the night is a friend of mine, Hunter Nelson, who is a really cool, creative songwriter that kind of leans into the quirky and the funny and the campy, kind of Robert Ellis vibes. So to just kind of round out the night, that's the plan.
Have you played Bluebird?
No, I haven't yet. I haven't. I've not yet applied.
Or Fox and Lock.
I've definitely
Leaper's
played Fox and
Fork.
Lock. Yeah, I
You
have a
have
show
played that
coming
open
up
mic?
there. What now?
I said you've played that open mic at Fox and Lock.
I've played that open mic, yes, and I've played shows there as well.
That place is awesome. I went for the first time back in February. I said, you know, I'm working real hard to make Nashville my second home. And man, that place, I mean, I'm repeating myself from other interviews, but 300 people knee to knee and 30 people with their mandolins and their accordions and their guitars just waiting to be heard, yearning to be heard. You know, I love Nashville. So
Yeah, that place is
Bluebird
cool.
also
I've been
has
going there since it was called Puckett's. It was the original Puckett's before the chain. And they ended up selling it 4-ish years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And yeah, and it's been Fox and Lock ever since, but they've really preserved the feeling of the whole place. And it's really even gotten better. You know, great sound system, great
Oh no, it was
management,
awesome. It was
cool place.
awesome. And I'm like, down here doesn't have the same kind of culture as up there when it comes to truly appreciating creative songwriting. Now, Bluebird has a really good songwriters night, open mic night as well. And you would do really well there, obviously. I mean, especially with the song, because they like when you said the word quirky, I was like, you know, the last one of the people I heard performing there. And you know, it's so funny. The artists get up there and they give you your permission to videotape or they don't. And I was able to put a couple of promos together. I actually know Amy, who started the Bluebird in the 80s, Amy Krillin. And she's a dear, dear friend of mine. And so when I go there, I'm just like, you start to lose sense of how many superstars have come out of there. But you know, anything I can do to try to help you get in there, I really think you need to sign up. I really think you need to do that because I think they would love you. I think your band's the live band. It's kind of a bluegrassy. It's really, I have to have you explain it because I know how I perceive it, but your band is tight. I mean, as is 90% of all musicians out of Nashville, but your band is tight. It sounds good. And you're finding your niche and you're doing your thing.
I'm lucky to have these guys. I have some really great players in both versions of the band. But yeah, the cabaret string band is the one that's playing on Sunday for the majority of the night. And you know, bluegrass is what I kind of lean to in my head because I mean, I play the washboard and you know, we've got a banjo, there's a fiddle, there's an acoustic guitar, upright bass. But we definitely have this like kind of jazzy, like Dixieland jazz kind of vibe to it as well. Like maybe a little New Orleansy.
Yes,
So,
Bayou. Right. That's what I was feeling. You don't have a washboard near you right now, do you?
No,
I
it's in
would
the car.
cry. If you could jam a washboard, you would be the first live performer. I've tried to do a couple of live performances and the way we're recording with Zoom and everything just doesn't come out the way I always wanted to, right? But okay, so I'm going to find a video on Instagram or somewhere, and I'm going to post you playing a washboard, or please send me one because
that'll be way better. I promise you, like me standing here with a washboard right in front of the phone, it'd just be the most noisy, obnoxious thing, but makes it into the band. Sounds pretty good.
Jamboree. Jamboree. The blue. Yeah. I mean, I think of Dolly World. I mean, you just, you know, the key is you're putting a smile on people's faces, you know, and that's what it's all about. It's just, I think the genre of music you're writing, and I want to get into, you know, I'm assuming that this is the first single of maybe an EP or an album you're working on.
Yes.
Just,
Yeah,
can
got
you
an
tell us
album.
a little bit? Yeah.
Yeah, actually, weirdly, I started recording a bluegrass album a year ago, and And then the Cicada song came out a few months late, not came out, but came to mind a few months later. And I recorded that in June. So I recorded the album in March, but recorded the Cicada song on its own in June when I wrote it. And, you know, now it's coming out a year later, which is way faster than my album is coming. But it is going to go on the album in the end. So I'll probably have maybe 12 songs or so. It's definitely kind of a little more bluegrassy feel. I ended up recording enough for an album and an EP. So I'm not sure exactly how I'm going to do that, if I'm going to save some for later or just like throw them all out there. But yeah, should be fun. Some variety and some songs that people haven't heard from me yet. So that's
I was going to ask, how many songs do you write generally to pick from? I know some artists that'll write, they'll write 25 songs. Some of the big artists, they'll write 100 songs or get 100 songs sent to them. And then they'll select from that their top 12 or 14 for the album. How many do you write and select?
Well, it's a little different, I think, for an artist like myself, because I've been writing for the past, like pretty consistently for the past 7 years since I've moved to Nashville, which is when I kind of really kind of got serious about the whole music thing. So I have 7 years worth of songs. And and I finally like put them all in a Google Doc where I had them in different like genres. And I mean, I don't need to write any new ones for albums to come. I mean, will I? Yes, absolutely. But I have enough for like a good solid like 4 or 5 albums that I would be super proud of.
Wow. That's a lot. I mean, that's a lot of people don't write that in a lifetime, and you're already ready to, you know, rock out 4 to 5 albums. That's pretty impressive. I do have something funny I've been wanting to tell you since we started.
Okay.
I don't know if are you online a lot?
Yes.
Like surfing TikTok or surfing whatever.
Oh yeah, totally.
Oh my gosh, have you seen the Andy's coming trend?
No.
This is going to be so amazing for you. You're going to be so happy with what I'm getting ready to tell you. So if you remember Toy Story, they would say, "Andy's coming." And then all the toys would go limp and they fall on the floor, right? There's a whole trend going on, and they go, and somebody walks in the room and goes, "Andy's coming." And then everybody just flops to the ground. And I saw that and I was like, our interview was meant to be, because I cannot wait to bring this up. So I'm saying is, when you go to post this interview or you go to post about your album and your song and all that, make sure you hashtag Andy's coming.
Oh my
and
God, I love
I
it.
I think it might get you a lot of link juice.
That is going to be some funny content that is going to be on my TikTok shortly.
Google it or just watch it. Watch it.
I will.
Search it on whatever. And it's Andy's coming. And everybody's just floundering. And
that's so funny, because people often are like, when I tell them my name, they're like, "Oh, Andy, like from Toy Story." And it's funny because they're putting the name with, I'm pretty sure they're thinking of like the female cowgirl who's actually Jessie.
It's Jessie.
Yeah. And I'm like, do I look like a little boy that plays with toys? I don't know. Maybe if I'm wearing my hat. Hold on. Where is it? No. Now I got my like.
Oh my gosh. Let me see your hat. Is that a cicada?
It is.
That
I designed
is amazing.
It. Make noise.
Make noise. Make noise. Yeah. Andy's coming. Andy's the little boy who always walked in and messed with all the, you know, played with all the toys, right?
Right.
And
yeah.
So they're thinking you're Jesse, but no, go with the Andy thing.
Yeah.
That is, right. Stars are aligning for you, because, I mean, for that to actually take place right now and to trend, and for you to just be releasing this single, I would just go with it, run with it.
Yeah. And it's funny because people would say it so much that I actually started writing Andy on the bottom of my boots.
Oh my gosh.
Because somebody asked once, they're like, "Do you have Andy on your boots?" And I'm like, "No, I don't." But I started doing it so that I was ready when somebody was like, "Oh, Andy from Toy Story." And I'd be like, "Andy."
There you go. There you go. You could even throw in, "You Got a Friend in Me" on one of your sets.
Hey, love it.
It's
Randy
the producer
Newman,
in
right?
me. It's the producer in me. Randy Newman crushed it. But you can do it with your washboard and your, I mean, if you remember back in the day, the what was it? Jamboree, the Bear Jamboree or whatever it was Disney had. But they were all about the washboards and the you know, blowing the tubes. And "You Have a Friend in Me" would be a really good thing to add to your set list, maybe. I don't
That would
know.
be cool. Yeah, good idea.
All right. That's all I had on that, because I was just thinking marketing wise. I mean,
Thank you for that.
who think I okay. So I didn't hear this in the song, but I was waiting to hear the sounds of cicadas. Are they in there?
Oh, they're in there.
They're in there. You got them like on a blend underneath, like a undertone type of thing.
They're the chorus.
Yes.
The chorus is the cicada. So, yeah, and it's all me making the cicada sounds.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, and I have it mixed, so if you wear it and if you have headphones, like it'll come out of different areas, like cicadas do, you know?
Oh, did you Atmos this?
No.
Did you? I got a friend right in
Okay.
Nashville. She
Okay, let's
will
talk.
crush it. She will crush the Atmos mix for you.
Okay, I need that because I asked my guy. I was like, "Can you do a Dolby Atmos mix?" And he's like, "I don't know what that is." And I'm like, "Damn
Oh
it."
no. You might even know her. So I'll give you the information when we get off, and hopefully I'll be interviewing her soon as well. But yeah, she crushes it. And I actually went to her studio, and I'm sitting there like, oh my gosh. So a song like this, she would love. I would be very surprised if she didn't want to take it on and help you in any way, because she's, yeah, this
Cool.
Atmos would be sick. Could you
It
imagine just
would.
sitting there and all of a sudden 10.2 and cicadas are attacking you while you're.
Here, come over
It
here.
makes you
Yeah,
never
that's
want to
how
do
I
another
walk.
song in stereo again.
Yeah. Well, we can do a second mix.
Oh no, that's what it is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's just now taking on. I mean,
Right.
it's funny to watch listeners get sick of MP3s and all this compressed music. And now they're starting to go back to the high end. And I got to give Alicia Keys props, because she won a Grammy. She was the first one to do it, first one to win a Grammy. And it's pretty amazing. You just have to have the right sound system to be able to hear it properly, right? So
Yes.
to do justice, as I want to hear your song again all the way through on my studio system, because it was just sent to me. So I didn't get to, I you know what a, these could use some more. Mac Apple could really work on their in-ears, right? For audio quality, I think their
Yeah.
noise reduction and everything's really good, but you miss things. So I don't want to miss the cicadas. I was like, she had to put those in there.
Oh yeah, they're in.
I wait. Now the question of the day. What about the music video?
Yes, so I do believe I have a video coming out. I filmed a lot of content with my friend Caitlin. And she had the idea to just do one shot all the way through and release that as a music video. I watched it. I'm like, still, my ADHD is like, give me something. So I talked to her today. I'm like, we need to like get something. We need to get something out there. She's great, and we work really fast together. So I feel like we'll have a video out maybe like a week after the song comes out, but we're definitely gonna put something out.
That's really a unique way to do it. One shot
Yeah.
all the way through. The first, if I'm not mistaken, one of the first to ever do it, besides back in the 30s and 40s and 50s when that's all they could do, there were no takes. The
Yeah.
Verve, it, the Verve. You remember that you guys and Rob Thomas did one too, where he's just walking down the sidewalk and it's all just one shot,
Yeah.
nonstop. It's pretty wild. So if you could pull it off, and you have somebody that's really good with a gimbal or Steadicam, yeah, you
Yeah.
get it done. You could do some really, really, really cool things. But
Yeah.
I'm excited. I cannot promise me you'll send me a copy of that video so I can
I
put it
will.
up and show the world.
Definitely.
All right. So, how do people get in touch with you? I mean, I know I'm looking at you at Andy Jane Music on
That's
Instagram. Is
right.
that pretty much across the board? Andy spelled
Pretty
ANDI.
ANDI, Jane, JANE, pretty simple. Across the board, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I'm on TikTok. I go live on TikTok every Monday night. YouTube, Andy Jane Music. If you just want to go to my website, that's the only one. It's andyjane.com. You can buy any of my music on Even. I don't know if you're familiar with Even as a platform, but it's a
Yeah.
fantastic new platform. Yeah, where you can buy directly from the artist and we get most of the money, which is so cool.
Love that. Love that. What about streaming? I mean, obviously you're going to have it streaming, of course. Yes. And I
Andy
would
Jane.
assume that the link to that will be in your bio on all your social
Absolutely.
media. Yeah.
Yep, all my social media. You can find me streaming anywhere you listen. Andy Jane, ANDI.
Well, I hope you get 10 billion listeners.
Thank you so much.
Because you could cross this thing over from kids to, I mean, it can make a lot of people smile, and it made me smile. I was like, did she say what I thought she just it, is this what I think it is? And then it had a groove to it, because I'm a blues guy. I love the blues. I got
Yeah.
a Blues Brother poster right behind me. You can't see it, but I mean, I'm
Right.
just a blues dude, and
Nice.
old school, the old school.
Cool.
I think there's a big twist of old school coming back, and I'm excited. And I'd love to have you back on in the future when you get that EP rocking.
Absolutely. Yeah, full album's coming out.
Love. Oh, forgive me. Full album of 12
That's okay.
songs.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of work, so I just want to make sure we all know it's a whole thing.
Album one out of five on the way. Let's go.
Exactly.
Let's go.
Woo.
I'm going to be with you every step of the way. I'm going to track you, and we're going to stay in touch. And if I finally make
Perfect.
this move up to Nashville come true, we'll definitely hang out, do lunch, hit Broadway, and check out that Bluebird though. I'd love to see you on open mic night there. They would love you.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a good reminder. It's been on the back of my mind. So thank you for that.
Well, there's just good karma and good mojo and just good everything out of that little room. And do you watch the show Nashville?
I did when I first moved here. I was like, I feel like I need to watch this. So I watched it all.
It was, yeah, I watched it. It hooked me. And I mean,
Yeah.
finally, when it ended, it needed to end. But
Yeah.
they were true to a lot of things. I mean, from what I'm being told from my native Nashvillians,
Yeah.
yeah, they were true to a lot of things, but I mean, it was pretty captivating. It was good. It's a good
What?
it was a good insight to the music industry, what can be, the things to do, and especially the things not to do, right? But it sounds
Right.
like you're doing everything the right way, and I'm very happy for you, and it was so nice to meet you.
Awesome. So nice to be here, Scott. Thank you so much for having me on your show.